Wonderful to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Thank you so much after your Thanksgiving Day weekend coming back and joining us for our week of programs. Coming up in our second hour, we're going to be talking about the U.S. Supreme Court hearing a New York gun control case. That case directly isn't hugely bearing on gun laws in California, but what the justices decide could have a ripple effect on gun control laws across the United States long term, including California. But right now, we focus on whether there should be metro toll lanes in the Sepulveda Pass. Laura J. Nelson, who covers transportation and mobility for the Los Angeles Times, recently wrote about this. I had a chance to read her piece in which she laid out this potential. We'll talk with Laura in a moment, but also with us from LA Metro and the congestion reduction program there. It's Deputy Executive Officer Mark Lintzemeyer. Mark, thank you very much for being with us. Where are you at in the process for considering a toll lane that would go through the Sepulveda Pass on the 405?
So we're still pretty early on it. Obviously, we did get the initial Measure M approval from the voters back in 2016 to explore this. So we're going to the board later this week to ask them to award a contract to a consulting firm to begin the environmental process and some of the early design work on it.
It is, so would potentially the toll lane take the carpool lane, or are you looking at building an additional lane in the side of the freeway that's there?
So the project would typically look at taking the express lane, the HOV lane, and converting it into a managed lane, an HOT lane. One of the alternatives that we'll look at is also, you know, restriping or redesigning the freeway to accommodate two toll lanes for that piece of it. So we'd restripe it to put two lanes, two HOV lanes that we'd convert to HOT lanes. So we'd have two in each direction going through the Sepulveda Pass.
And is there a projected per mile toll that would be charged for single drivers?
Our typical occupancy derived toll is based on an algorithm, which responds to congestion. And so it'd be, you know, similar, at least to what we'd look at initially, to our current toll lane policies on the 10 and the 110. But we'd obviously be willing to look at other alternatives as well.
And would this work just the same as those two, and people would have a transponder they'd use if they wanted to take advantage of the toll lanes?
Yeah, that's our current plan for it in any case.
All right. And where would the revenue go that this generates?
The revenue would typically go back to the corridor improvements and to pay down any debt we would have on the project and to pay for the operations of the project. So it would likely go back into the area and into the corridor to help with transportation and mobility improvements.
And would the reason behind this be that it would create overall traffic improvements, even for non pay-to-drive lanes, or is it revenue generation? What's the rationale?
Our rationale is always mobility improvement. In this area, it's obviously through the corridor. So we would look to have, you know, sort of efficient movement of the HOV lane. So if we do expand it, you know, we would sell the excess capacity that's there. So rather than having a car every 100 or 200 feet, we would make it so that the express lanes have efficient movement of vehicles. So we would have that improvement. And then we'd also hope that some of those cars that were coming out of the general purpose lanes would also have some relief because there's not as many vehicles trying to compete for space on that part of the roadway.
We're talking with Mark Lintzemeyer, who's Deputy Executive Officer for LA Metro's Congestion Reduction Program, which oversees the express lanes and the 405 expansion program. As I mentioned, Laura Nelson, Los Angeles Times reporter, joins us as well. Laura, I know you've just written this, but have you had much reader response to this already?
Thanks for having me on, Larry. I haven't heard a lot from readers yet, but so far the response that I've gotten is pretty typical from the projects that Metro has already put in place on the 10 and the 110, which is kind of a mixture of, if this helps me get where I'm going faster, that's a good thing, and then some other people who are like, tolls, no, you know, more fees. California is getting more expensive by the minute. So it's kind of a mixture of the two.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny because we've been down this road before, of course. This particular stretch through the Sepulveda Pass. Question is, how many people would be willing to pay for expedited travel through the Sepulveda Pass? What would the effect be on the general occupancy lanes as well? I'd like to hear from you as an AirTalk listener. Do you support the concept of adding toll lanes to the 405 freeways, similar to those on the Harbor 110 freeway or on the 10 San Bernardino freeway? 866-893-KPECC. 866-893-5722 or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. I'd like to hear what you think about this. Mark, is there any estimate? I know we're talking about finished construction years in the future, but how much this might cut the travel time through the pass for those using the toll lanes?
It's hard to say based on current conditions, right? So we would like to think that it's a more reliable trip, so that the vehicles that are in there now making that sort of, you know, 10-mile trip in 20 minutes or more, we should have that reliability, and you know, can't promise them anything, but we'd like to see it that they can average 45 miles per hour, and so that means they could do the trip in, you know, closer to 12 to 15 minutes. So we'd like to see that level of improvement on the corridor.
All right. Let's talk with Mark in Silver Lake. You're on Air Talk. Mark, what do you think of the idea?
I think to allow people to pay money as a single to go into the express lane is incredibly unfair. It sends the message that rich people don't have to wait.
Do you think even if it does improve the travel time in the general lanes, that that's still a problem?
Yes. I think that it's yes, I do think it's a problem. I think all of our taxes paid for the freeways, and to say that rich people get to use a special lane that we've all paid for is incredibly unfair. If you want to reduce congestion by allowing carpools to use the lane, that's one thing, or even to extend that to environmental factors with less polluting cars. But to say that rich people don't have to wait seems incredibly unfair.
All right. Mark, I appreciate it. You want to respond to that, Mark Linsenmeyer?
Sure. So, you know, we would obviously still have the carpools or HOV vehicles allowed in that express lane. So they would still be able to use the express lanes as they do now. And this is merely, you know, selling the additional capacity from those vehicles. And, you know, our studies and all the research that we've seen indicate that there's a wide spectrum of users that decide to use the express lanes, you know, from different economic groups. So we think it's a fair policy, and the people that do use it do need to get to their destination more reliably and more quickly. So it's good for everybody.
We'll continue with Mark Linsenmeyer of LA Metro and Laura Nelson, Los Angeles Times transportation and mobility reporter. You're listening to Air Talk on KPECC. We'll take more of your calls, see what you think about the potential of toll lane or lanes through the Sepulveda Pass on the San Diego Freeway. We'll be back in 1 minute. Great to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk about how consumer brands, even fast food, has become political. The partisan divide shows itself in the clothes we wear, the kinds of entertainment we seek out, and the kinds of fried chicken we choose as well. We'll talk about that next hour on Air Talk. Right now, it's LA Metro's proposal for at least one, if not two, toll lanes through the Sepulveda Pass, connecting the west side of Los Angeles with the San Fernando Valley. Mark in Stevenson Ranch, what do you think?
I think that the toll roads, unless they create new lanes, would only further congest the normal occupancy lanes going to and from the San Fernando Valley. I drive it three times a week. I am an HOV user, as I have a Chevy Volt. And I can tell you, having driven out the 91, they're underutilized toll roads because people can't afford to pay it. And in the occupancy lanes, it's ruined people's quality of life. living out in Corona trying to go through the 91.
All right, Mark, I appreciate it. I want to talk about the issue you raise as well. You have a Chevy Volt, so you can use the HOV lanes. Laura Nelson, the LA Times, is that something you've heard from your readers who have the sticker, who have access when any conversion is talked about? They feel like, you know, that was kind of baked into what they paid for their car. Now they lose that advantage.
So Metro's existing express lanes, which run between the 110 from downtown to Harbor Gateway and on the 10 between downtown and El Monte, used to allow free rides for owners of electric vehicles and the vehicles that got the clean air stickers from the state of California. But those rides are no longer free. Metro is still offering a discount to those drivers, but you're no longer guaranteed a $0 ride in those lanes. So that policy has already changed.
All right. Mark's point about lest they build an additional lane, he doesn't see the traffic advantage in that. Mark Linsenmeyer of LA Metro, your response to that?
Yeah, I mean, during the congested parts of the morning and PM commute, you know, there's not a whole lot of capacity to sell. So one of the alternatives we would look at would be to add an additional travel lane in the express lanes area. So we would look at that expansion and keeping the same footprint on the general purpose lane. So keeping the same number of lanes available for those vehicles.
David in Redondo Beach, I understand you're a professional driver. You drive a limo. What do you think about this?
I could only see it being a revenue-generating function of the carpool lane. As he said, there is simply not the capacity there to increase traffic through the Sepulveda Pass. So all you can do is kick people who don't have the Easy Pass system or aren't willing to pay for it back into regular traffic, which will increase the traffic there to make room for people that are willing to pay.
All right, David, I appreciate it. Again, Mark Linsenmeyer, your thoughts on David's point.
Yeah, again, if you know, our policy will likely stay the same as it is now in terms of the HOV vehicles. The difference will be adding that additional lane, and that's where we hope to create some additional capacity to move those vehicles more reliably. And again, you know, the trick is really setting the price at the appropriate number so that the throughput on those roads are appropriate for the conditions.
Brad tweets at AirTalk, and I don't know if this is tongue-in-cheek or he's serious. Metro needs to think bigger. Every lane through the pass should be a toll lane. Well, I think you might run afoul of the financing laws for federal highway projects, but Mark, that would never be a possibility, right?
Well, it's something that's certainly been looked at, both by Metro and, you know, Caltrans and different groups in the area. So it's something that's been considered. Like you say, the current policy at the federal level would be that they don't allow toll lanes across all the different GP lanes and the general purpose lanes and the hot lanes. But it's something that could be looked at in the future, and it's something that people have studied, at least in terms of the possible application of it.
Susan in Northridge says, having been a longtime commuter from Northridge to West LA, where would the proposed lane start? The congestion builds up before the Sepulveda Pass, and also wondering how long it would take to build it. Mark?
It's roughly from the 10 to the 101, so it's on, you know, sort of both sides of it, as we do see a lot of the traffic sort of pick up at the 10 and then dissipate at the 101 going north and sort of vice versa going south. The timeline for it is you know, typical for these large construction projects. We'd, you know, go into our environmental process as soon as the board gets approval, hopefully later this week. And that would take, you know, two years to 2.5 years. So we'd hopefully have a draft environmental document in the fall of 2022. And the final document, sometime later that year in the fall of 2023. We would like construction to begin in 2024 with the opening in 2027. So about a 3-year construction timeline for it.
And before the Olympics. John in Fontana says, I take the toll lane on the 10. I pay about $8 a day. Adding more of the toll lanes is going to be too much. It's supposed to be a freeway. Let's talk with Ted in Glendale. Ted, what do you think?
I think adding more lanes is just going to be another disaster. We had that expansion in 2011. I didn't see any time saving on that. Why don't we just put a train between the San Fernando Valley and the West Side? You know, we have the infrastructure, might as well. It's not going to make any difference. At the same time, I do take that freeway every single day, and I do notice people, not our electric vehicles, just by themselves in the HOV lane. So they're already abusing it now. So we just don't need more construction going into 2027 with more 405 headache. I didn't even take a job all the way on the west side just because of this ordeal.
Yeah, understandably. Ted, I appreciate your call. Laura Nelson of the LA Times, Ted mentioned a train, and that's still part of the plan, right? A subway or monorail or something to go through the pass?
It is. This project has been in the works for a long time at Metro. It's obviously one of the biggest bottlenecks in Southern California and a strong candidate for some kind of mass transit, either monorail or subway. Metro is in the early stages of planning that project as well, but it has an estimated price tag of about $9.4 billion to $13.8 billion and could have a tunnel that's as long as 13 miles that would run through the Santa Monica Mountains between the valley and the west side.
All right. Always good to talk with you, Laura. Thank you so much. Laura Nelson, LA Times reporter. My thanks to LA Metro's Mark Linsenmeyer, who is Deputy Executive Officer for Metro's Congestion Reduction Program. Share your thoughts about a possible pay-to-drive lane on the San Diego Freeway. We'll be back soon.